Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It's a good day to have a great day, and today is Friday. And big news, everybody, today is National Radio Day.
Yay!
And what does that mean for you? Absolutely nothing.
Nope.
Don't worry about it. It's going to be the same show. You're not going to pound our chests today or anything like that.
No,
it really doesn't matter. All right? And you'll see a lot of people that talk about how great radio is, and it is great. But then you'll hear them go on and on about all their accomplishments, and you're just going to go, all right, cool, get on with this show.
That's right.
We don't care. But yes. It's always a good time. Hey, Lana, how's your morning going?
It's going great. So yeah. I'm ready to get this show started. We got a big day today because Kane Brown is releasing a brand new song, and I love the story behind this song. It's called One Mississippi. So we're going to play that for you just right before 7 o'clock, like around 6:55.
Spell Mississippi, go.
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
No, that is wrong.
That's Mississippi.
Yeah. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Did I miss an I-S-S-I-S-S?
Yeah, it's okay.
Missed the
it's
I-S-S, early. The second one.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
I thought that was a layup I was handing you right there. But
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
All right. You want to do it one more time?
No.
Okay. Go ahead and put that down, Kevin.
Yep.
All right. We have a $100 gift card to the original. Did I tell you it's the original?
Original. Yeah, Indian Rocks Beach.
Yeah. Original Krabby Bill. That's, you know, it's special. Country Thunder tickets at 7:40. We're kicking the day off right now. Let's do this together on a Friday. What in the world are you doing up right now? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Yes, you in your car. What in the world are you doing up right now? It's Justin Moore. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 995 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin asking you what in the world you're doing up right now. Joe in Riverview, what are you doing up right now?
Driving home from work.
Oh, yeah, where'd you work last night?
Port of Tampa.
All right, very nice, man. Was it busy?
Yes, sir.
All right, very cool, man. What do you do over there?
Load trucks for Mosaic.
All right,
very cool.
All right, man, well, go get some rest. Have a great day.
All right. All right, thanks, see you, guys.
See you at happy hour.
Bye.
QIK, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, JR, this is Al with AutoNation.
Al from AutoNation, are you making your rounds this morning?
Yes, I am.
How far do you have to drive today? Where are you going? Where are you starting? Where are you ending?
I'm starting at Wachula and ending at the Bartow.
Wow. The bar tab.
That's a lot of stops.
Yeah, that sounds like what Lana does.
No, Bartow.
Oh, I thought you said the bar tab. My bad. I was like, that's what Lana's at. All right, Al.
I think I have 18 stops today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Al, you drive safe and have a great day. Coming up, $100 gift card to the original Krabby Bills. We're playing Secret Celebrity next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. Got a brand new Kane Brown song coming up for you at 6:55. But right now we are playing Secret Celebrity.
And you are going to score a $100 gift card to the original Krabby Bills in Indian Rocks Beach. But you got to tell us, who is this Secret Celebrity?
I just wanted to move to Nashville, make records, and get on the radio and tour around, and hopefully people would know the songs. You know, that was it. And then there was nothing like what sort of places I would play or how long I would get to do it for. None of that came into it.
Well, Lana, I'm just going to give this to you. You can go ahead and give the hints because it's like your favorite guy ever. Go ahead.
I could sit there and listen to him talk like all day because of his Australian accent.
I think he does that. What is that?
Yes, he does that calming.
Yes, calming thing. So you could listen to him all the time.
Yeah, I need to download that. I'm going to put that on my list today.
But right now, give a hint.
Well, blue isn't his color.
No.
Okay. It actually is.
Lana, does he have a wife named Nicole?
I guess.
You don't recognize her as his wife?
Oh, man, what is happening right now?
Isn't she an actress?
God whispers his name.
Right.
I whisper his name.
Don't tell Nicole that.
All right. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. We're going to pray for Lana, but who is that secret celebrity? Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. We are playing Secret Celebrity. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Frank.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right, Frank. Who is our secret celebrity?
I just wanted to move to Nashville, make records, and get on the radio and tour around, and hopefully people would know the songs. You know, that was it. And then there was nothing like what sort of places I would play or how long I would get to do it for. None of that came into it.
Was that Keith Urban?
It was Keith Urban. Awesome. Lana would have been very upset if you didn't get that right.
How could you not get that right? His voice.
Well, I don't get good reception up here on my way to work, and I was getting some static, but I could hear that Australian accent coming through a little bit, so I was hoping I was going to get it right.
And it just moves you when you hear it, doesn't it?
Well, Frank, probably not as much as you.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely right, Frank. Hey, listen, man, $100 gift card to the original Krabby Bills. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
You got it. Hang on for me, okay?
All right.
Can we play a Keith Urban song now?
Yeah, let's do that. For Frank. Because he's pretty pumped on him. All right, here you go. A waste of time. Keith Urban on 99.5 QIK.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his, three's company too. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy National Radio Day.
That's right.
That's why he's in the biz, people.
I guess so.
JR, Lana, Kevin here, 99.5 QIK. All right, we're doing our rematch. Yesterday, I don't know how she did it. Lana won our Thursday three. So we run it back on Friday mornings to see if she can defend her title. All right, Lana, what was your song from yesterday that won?
I won because it's Scotty McCreery's You Time. I mean, this song is upbeat, it's fun, and right now it's Friday, so we want to hear those upbeat songs to get us going this morning. It's just a great song about a reminder to put your phone down, put your work down, put the email away, and go spend some time with the one you love. You need a little You Time, and that's what it is, Scotty McCreery.
And I need a little You Time, You Time. Rewind. Sipping in the moonlight. Your touch, your skin, your lips. Kissing on me all night. I ain't trying to monopolize your 24/7, 365. But sometimes I need just a little bit of me. And You Time, You Time, You Time.
All right, Scotty McCreery, You Time right there. That's Lana's pick. Kevin,
yep.
Talk to me.
Mine was Jimmy Allen, Brad Paisley. Freedom Was a Highway. I have been listening to 99.5 QYK. I keep hearing the song, and I think the song is telling me, if you choose it, they will vote for it. So this is just a great song. It's just a great summer song. Jimmy Allen said this song takes me back to simpler moments, such as an innocent childhood crush on the next door neighbor or feeling freedom in the wind as you drive with the windows down. Great song. Jimmy Allen, Brad Paisley, Freedom Was a Highway.
When the town was the whole world and love was the girl next door. Soundtrack with a song in the dark. I miss those days when my dreams were there for chasing. The time was better wasted. We were summer young and living for a Friday. And freedom was a highway.
Nailed it right there.
Great song.
Did you ever have a crush on the girl next door, Kevin?
A girl on not on my street, but on the street over from
me. All right. We know you did, Lana, quite a bit.
What? Why do you say that?
Well, the garbage man, first of all, used to lay out on your driveway. Anybody else in the neighborhood you had a crush on?
Maybe a couple of them when I was younger.
Like I said, a lot of them. All right, my song is the funnest breakup song you'll probably ever hear. Old Dominion put this together. It was called I Was on a Boat That Day. Like, hey, you know what? I'm probably going to be bummed about this breakup, but not today because I'm having a good time on a boat. Old Dominion, I Was on a Boat That Day. Dominion, I Was on a Boat That Day. Lana, you went with?
Scotty McCreery's You Time.
Kevin?
Jimmy Allen, Brad Paisley, Freedom Was a Highway.
All right, you need to vote right now, QYK family. Hit us up, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. What is your song for the week?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, we're doing our Friday rematch with the Thursday 3. It's 99.5 QYK. Lana trying to defend her title with what song?
Scotty McCreary's You Time.
Kevin?
I did Jimmy Allen and Brad Paisley, Freedom Was a Highway.
And I went Old Dominion. I was on a boat that day. We're going to see who wins. Craig's on the phone. Craig, what is your vote?
You know, all three of those are great new songs that they've come out with recently. But my song that I'm going to go with is Old Dominion.
Yeah.
I was on a boat.
There you go, Craig. Yeah. Thank you, brother, for your vote. Have a great day.
Thanks.
All right. You too.
All right. QYK, good morning. Who's this?
This is Savannah.
Hi, Savannah. What song are you going with?
I'm going with You Time by Scotty McCreary.
Yay! Oh, look at that.
All right. There you go. Here we go. Have a great day, Savannah.
Thank you. You too.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Scott.
Hey, Scott, what song are you going with?
You Time.
Oh, my God.
It's repeated.
She defended her title.
Yes.
All right, Scott, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Best song on the radio right now.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Deanne.
Hey, all right, what song are you going with?
You Time.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Look at that. Scott and
You Time and Red Wine.
Believe
that. Did you hear it? You Time and Red Wine, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, this has now been won by JR and won by you on two separate occasions.
Yes, you should try it.
I'm going to try it next week, but my suggestion is I think we should retire this from the Thursday 3.
I don't know.
If not, I'm using it next week.
It's a great song.
You really should check it out.
It's just one, every time it comes on the radio, you just turn it up and you know all the words.
I like the song. You don't have to convince me, Lana.
It's the winner of the Thursday 3 Friday replay. You Time, Scotty McCreary. It's another one for Lana.
Nicely done, Lana. Back-to-back days, you won the Thursday 3 and then the rematch on Friday. Way to go, Lana. You Time, Scotty McCreary.
It's a great song from Scotty McCreary.
Totally agree. All right, here we go. We got a world premiere for you right now, a new Kane Brown song.
This is such an amazing story. Kane Brown was some guy. His name is LeVon Gray. He actually messaged Kane on Instagram, said, "Hey, man, I got something working here, this song. I want you to take a look at it." And the story is now it's on the radio.
I found a guy from Alabama that tagged me in a story on Instagram. I opened it. He was a great singer, and it was a really good song that he was singing that he wrote. So I asked him to come up to Nashville and write a song with me to see if we could get something to sign him to my publishing company. He's batting 1,000 for the first time we wrote. It's his first single. So thank you, LeVon Gray.
Yeah, I go by LeVon Gray on Instagram, by the way, if you guys are wondering. So I went up there. I'm originally from Alabama. I went up there. It was a whole thing. Thank you, Kane, for incorporating me into your publishing company.
What a life-changing event. I mean, he decided to tag Kane Brown, and now he's writing with Kane Brown. Now he's got a song on the radio, and we are about to play it for the very first time. It is the brand-new song from Kane Brown. It is called One Mississippi.
And I wrote it. Here we go.
He did not.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. Kane Brown, One Mississippi, world premiere on 99.5 QYK. You hear it first. Here.
99.5 QYK and Tampa Bay's morning crew want to thank those working the front lines here in our community. It's First Responder Friday, brought to you by Fusilla Nissan of Clearwater on 99.5 QYK.
We got Ashley on the phone, and she wants to recognize her husband, Andrew. Ashley and Andrew, that's nice. A&A, I like it.
That's easy.
Very easy. Okay, so tell us about your husband. What does he do and everything about him?
So he's a police officer for Hernando County. We got married this past November. He actually got hurt in September. He hurt his knee, so he's been out a couple of months, but he's ready to get back on the road now and get ready to get back to normal life, you know, go back to normal duty, catch all the bad guys.
Catch all the bad guys. Now, what city does he work for?
He's Hernando County, so right now he's more of Brooksville.
Okay.
That's his area right now.
Now, it looks like he has some aspirations to do some other things in the police force. Tell us about that.
So he's only been with them for about a year and a half. He graduated the academy in 19, but he's looking to be vice.
Okay.
And like drugs and narcotics and stuff, or he wants to be a detective.
Wow.
Yeah.
You must be so proud of him for working so hard and doing all these things. And how about you? I mean, is it how has it been for you that he's been working in this field for the last year and a half?
We are all definitely proud of him, but with the world right now, it's definitely scary, especially because he more works late hours. But we know his team behind him and the sergeant and everything, they're behind him and they protect him as long as as well as him protecting them. So we know he has a good team, and he's smart. He has a good head on his shoulders.
Love it. Ashley honoring her husband today for First Responder Friday. All right, so tell me about Andrew outside the uniform. You've been married since November. Mm-hmm. Talk to me.
He's just a big goofball. We have some nieces and nephews that are our world. We don't have any of our own kids, but we're close with all of our siblings, so as much time as we can, we spend with all of them. We have a niece, Bella, and a nephew, Grayson, that we just love to death. So we spend a lot of family time together. We go out on the jet ski to the island when it's warm out and stuff. So
nice.
Very cool. Well, I love it. I really appreciate you reaching out to us, Ashley. It's absolutely our honor to honor Andrew today for First Responder Friday. We wish you luck. We wish you your own kids in the future.
Thank you.
You get to practice on your nephew and niece, get that down, and then you move on to your own kids, right?
Yeah.
Very nice.
We'll get there.
Well, Ashley, thanks for reaching out. You have a great day. And again, it's our honor to honor your husband.
Thank you so much.
You got it. All right, you can nominate someone for First Responder Friday or Military Monday. Super easy. Just go to 995QYK.com and get them nominated. All right, coming up, brand new 715 Second Date Update.
It's that time again. It's the 715 Second Date Update. On 99.5 QYK.
Kicking the weekend off with a brand new 715 Second Date Update right now. JR, Alana, Kevin, 99.5 QYK. Let's make this happen. We got Justin on the phone. Good morning, Justin.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right, man. Well, you mentioned in your email about this girl, Ellie. Tell us about Ellie and what's going on with you guys.
I really just would like to see her again. Our last date was incredible. We went to Armature Works.
And, nice.
Yeah. And I can't tell you guys how beautiful this girl is. She really just, she's honestly somebody I could see myself with long term.
Wow.
We had a really amazing date and, I just haven't seen or heard from her in a while. And, I just thought this might be a creative way. I'm sure other guys are, trying to get a hold of her, and it's just a creative way to get me to stand out.
Okay. Definitely going to be a way for you to stand out. I don't know how she's going to receive it because, you kind of get surprised. But, you said you see yourself with her long term. I mean, that's a pretty big statement.
Yep.
What makes you feel that way, I guess?
I just feel like, we really connect and we get each other. And I haven't felt that way about somebody. And I can't even remember the last time I felt that way. So
you're connecting, but yet she's not connecting back with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great point. Have you tried to get a hold of her?
Yeah. I've sent her texts and called and stuff, but I haven't gotten anything back. I mean, when we're together, it's like magic, but I think she's just busy, and I just, like I said, I just kind of want to.
You don't think this is a hint that she's not interested?
No, I think it's, I think she's just busy, and I just kind of want to, like I said, stand out and kind of wave a flag and be like, hey, I'm really into this, so if you give me a shot.
Well, right. Call her and just see what she says.
Absolutely. I mean, Justin, you're cool with whatever she has to say, right?
Yeah, totally.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call her, okay?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Very interesting 715 Second Date Update right now. It's 99.5 QYK. I'm intrigued.
Well, Justin said that he could see himself with her long term. He says they had a great connection, yet he hasn't heard from her in a long time. And he's using the excuse that she's busy.
Yeah.
I'm so like, well.
He's reached out via phone call, text, hasn't heard anything back. But he's like, I just want to do something that I want to stand out to her and just try to call her on the air. Now, this could backfire big time or this could work out. You never know. So we're going to try to call Ellie right now and see what's up.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Ellie?
This is her.
Hey, Ellie. Sorry to bother you this morning. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QYK.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I know this is probably catching you off guard this morning. I apologize for that. We wanted to see if we could talk to you on the air about a date you went on.
A date? I haven't been on a date in a while. What date?
Well, we wanted to... that's not good. We wanted to ask you about this guy, Justin.
My ex, Justin?
I don't know.
Do you have an ex named Justin?
I do have an ex named Justin, but, I mean, it's over. We're not together, and we're definitely not going on dates.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're talking about the same guy. Have you been on a date with another guy named Justin?
No.
Last see Justin at Armature Works?
Yeah.
Then it's that Justin.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got the right Justin. Okay. Well, Ellie, I got a surprise for you that you may not like. We actually have Justin on the phone. He reached out to us trying to get a hold of you. I guess he's been calling and texting. You've received those, I'm sure?
I'm not responding to them.
Yeah, he told us that. Mm-hmm. He said he wanted to for us to call you because he wanted to stand out. I'm pretty sure he's going to stand out.
Yes, he is.
We actually have him on
the
phone. What's that?
He just doesn't understand what, like, being broken up means. Like, we're done. He doesn't get it.
I guess not. Yeah. Well, I have him on the phone, Ellie, and I am just as surprised as you are right now. Justin.
He's on the phone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Justin?
Yeah, he's been listening to this conversation.
Justin.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hey, Ellie. Look,
Hold on. First of all, I feel duped right now.
I know, Justin. You lied to us.
Is this your ex-girlfriend?
Look, I mean, I didn't lie. Look, I was afraid you guys wouldn't try to connect us. And, you know, Ellie, look, I miss you. I want to give us another shot. And I thought this, I thought this was the only way I could get a hold of you. But it's, you know,
what
it's really
do you get about we're done, Justin. You're not getting another chance. Like, I'm not dealing with this again. And I don't get what you don't understand about that.
Well, I miss you, baby. I just, you know, even hearing you angry at me, it's just good to hear your voice.
If you miss me, then you didn't have to cheat on me, I wouldn't have left. Like, started this whole thing,
I didn't cheat on you. I didn't cheat on you. That's like a bad rumor that never happened. I would never cheat on you. Why would I do that?
Rumor? I have information from my friends, from our mutual friends, from family members who have all seen proof of it. Like, to be cheated on. It's not like I wanted this to be true. Like, I obviously got my facts straight. Justin, it's done. It's over. Like,
look,
I
don't know what other people are saying, okay? I don't know what proof they're claiming that they have, but you can trust me. I mean, we dated. We were in love.
I obviously can't trust you. I don't trust you.
Okay, you're telling me you don't feel it still? There's nothing there?
No, I'm moving on now. Like, I've already started the process of just letting you go from my life, and I can't trust you, and I don't want to try again, and I don't even know how to get that through to your head.
All right, so you're saying after everything we've been through, you just want to call it quits? I mean, I can't believe that.
Me call it quits? You called it quits when you decided to cheat.
I didn't cheat on you.
This was all on you.
What proof are you talking? I mean, like, legitimately, there can't be proof because it never happened. I love
not
you.
Sharing
I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Oh, my.
I'm not sharing the information that I heard from our friends on the radio publicly. And it's done. And I already started the process of, like, being alone and being okay with being alone. That I don't want to have to relive this.
You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be okay with being alone.
But I'm not going to be with you. I'm not.
This is awkward.
Yeah.
A little.
Well, Justin, I think Ellie's laying it out pretty clear, and I'm sorry it's not the answer you want to hear. Ellie, is there anything else you want to say to Justin?
No. I just want this to be over, and I'm not going to talk about it any further. I'm just not. I'm done. Bye.
But Ellie. Ellie, come on.
Ooh.
Well, Justin, she hung up. And from hearing what she has to say, you know, normally I would say give it time, but I think you just need to move on now, man. I don't know if you did cheat or you didn't cheat. None of our business, but Ellie seems to think so. And I think it just might be best that you kind of go a different direction, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, Lana, give a girl's perspective. I don't know. I'm just saying this to a guy.
I mean, I got to give you points for trying to come up with something creative to try to talk to her, but obviously she doesn't want to talk to you. So, I mean, she just hung up on you on the radio, so.
Yeah. All right, well.
Sorry,
thanks,
Justin.
For trying, guys.
I know, you know, we're a big deal, but I don't think we're that big of a deal to get your girlfriend back.
Did you just call yourself a big deal?
I believe she did.
Wow.
I don't even think we can help you get her back. That's what I meant to say.
Well, I'm sorry, Justin, that this didn't work out, man. I appreciate you reaching out to us. We tried our best. I wish you luck.
Yeah, thanks for trying, guys.
All right.
Sorry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Jason Aldean, Carrie Underwood, If I Didn't Love You, 99.5 QYK. Just had our 7:15 second date update between Justin and Ellie. that was new.
Well, yeah, apparently Justin cheated on Ellie, and he was trying to get her to go back out with him. And she's like, no, we're broke up. We're done.
Well, he didn't tell us that. That was the thing. He's like, right. Yeah, you know, the last time I saw her, it was a great date, yada, yada, yada. We get her on the phone. He goes, or she goes, you're talking about Justin, my ex? Because I don't talk to him anymore. So that was quite the surprise to all of us.
Right.
But she's like, I'm good. And she actually hung up.
Yeah.
So
she's I don't want to talk to you. We're not going out again. And
yeah, awkward for sure. All right. Autumn's on the phone right now. Autumn, what do you think?
I think that, I mean, obviously he wanted to like try and get her back and stuff like that. But then if he actually did cheat and she believes that he did cheat, then I feel like that he should just respect that because.
Yeah, I think
he's. Obviously he doesn't.
Yeah, she says she has proof, and she's pretty convinced that he did. So I think it's a big no for Ellie.
I think it's a big no.
Yeah. All right, Autumn, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
You, bye.
Michelle's at Holiday right now. Michelle, what do you think?
Hey, good morning, JR and Lana. I think that the guy just used you guys to basically get, you know, in contact with her because she wasn't getting in contact with him. That's almost stalker, you know what I mean?
I feel used.
I feel really bad for her because she was not expecting that.
Yeah.
And
no.
Just totally used you guys.
We were used and abused right there. It's unbelievable.
And it was like, Lotta was like, it's so awkward.
That was very awkward.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Hi, Kinley. Tell us what you think.
I think Justin's crazy. Like, she broke up with him. Like, and he's trying to get on another date with her. This is called second date update, not 300 or 400 times update.
Yeah. We've been thinking about changing it, but we're not going to. All right, Kinley, have a great day.
You too, bye.
Yeah, if you missed that, you need to. That's worth listening to again because there was a lot of little different things in there that were confusing to us. And yeah, I think Justin got called out again. I think he was looking to maybe make himself look good.
He thought this was going to work. Yeah. Like, I'm going to call the radio station and have them call her. And yeah, she's like, no.
Yeah, that didn't happen. All right. If you want to play our game for Country Thunder tickets, you should call us right now. Tampa Trivia, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099, caller 9. You are playing for Country Thunder tickets. Yeah. All right, Christina in Riverview playing our game called Tampa Trivia. Christina, here's how it works. I'm going to ask Lana a question. She will get multiple choice, but before she answers it, you got to decide if she got it right or wrong, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. First question. Lana, UConn beat Duke to win the 1999 National Championship of what event that happened at Tropicana Field? Do you think she got it right or wrong, Christina?
I'm going to have to go with wrong on this one.
You think she got it wrong?
Yeah, good choice. Who knows this stuff?
Would you like one?
Christina, do you have any clue?
No, would you? No, she doesn't have to answer it. You have to answer
it. You don't even know what the event
is. So you want football, baseball?
I would like to give you multiple choice, if you wouldn't mind. I would like to give you multiple choice. Ready? No. All right. Was it the Final Four, College Football National Championship, or the Frozen Four? Happened at Tropicana Field. It was UConn and Duke.
The college answer.
The College Football National Championship is incorrect.
It's the final four.
It was the final four.
It's a huge deal, Lana, and Tropicana Field had it.
Wasn't that big a deal to Lana?
I guess not.
Basketball?
All right, Christina. Christina, we're moving on. Here we go. Name the 2004 movie based on a comic book character that was filmed in Tampa and starred John Travolta.
I think she's got this one.
You think she's got this one? Was it Daredevil, The Punisher, or Deadpool?
It was The Punisher.
That is correct.
The Punisher!
Christina, congratulations. You got Country Thunder
Christina.
Tickets. 2 3-day passes. Way to go. You got it. Hey, we're going to do another one for fun, all right? Yeah. You ready?
For fun.
All right.
In what Tampa Bay city can you find Albert Whitted Airport?
I think she has this one.
Lana, do you want multiple choice?
It's St. Pete.
St. Pete is correct.
They race on it for the IndyCar race every year. They close it down.
That's right.
Christina, congratulations. Way to go. Hang on for me.
All right. Thank you.
I have to say, Lana, you did a great job this week helping people win Country Thunder tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you did it by getting a question wrong. Sometimes you did it by getting it right. And I will say this, you got more right than wrong.
Yes, I did.
So, you did.
I know zero, like, the sports stuff, though. That's sports trivia. I don't know it.
Really?
I couldn't tell.
I can do landmarks, and I can talk about Tampa, but yeah. Sports, I'm out.
All right, coming up, 810 Music Minute. Got a brand new song from Kane Brown and a cool story behind it. Commercial free till then.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
We all love the new song Waves from Luke Bryan, and it is climbing up the charts, probably going to get himself another number one. And he's got a history of releasing these great summer anthems, and when he picks the songs out, he's not always just listening to the lyrics.
I always love to have a big summer song out there, and Waves certainly really checks a lot of those boxes and talks about the love of summer and being at the beach. But the main thing is vocally, I loved doing something different like that.
You know, also, he's got to thank Kevin for a big bump this summer as far as like his popularity.
Oh, yeah.
Because Kevin being in the documentary that is on the IMDb streaming services, Kevin does make an appearance in the fourth episode.
Yes.
So that's a huge boost.
You're welcome, Luke.
Yes. So. God bless him.
All right, Old Dominion, one of our favorite songs from them is I Was on a Boat That Day, speaking of waves, and they had a lot of fun.
Oh, nice transition, Lana.
Yeah, it's a segue in the business. Brad talks about how much fun they had actually making the beginning of this song.
You know, we had some tequila. We were in a fun, kind of crazy mood, and you know, usually you start every song, you find the tempo, and you have a click track, and then you play to that song. It's easier to edit and blah, 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 blah. But we kind of were discussing it, and someone was like, no clicks. And then Matt just went, what? What? So we just played it right off his count off. And that's how this crazy thing in the beginning started.
Yeah, I like that.
I love it. Yesterday was the 15th anniversary of Carrie Underwood releasing Before He Cheats. That song was originally written for
Kelly Clarkson.
Gretchen Wilson.
All right.
She was known for being a little edgy, but when Redneck Carrie heard woman. It, she's like, nope, I love it. I want it. End of story, or I guess beginning of story, however you look at it. Keith Urban, he released a new single yesterday called Wild Hearts. I mean, this guy's got 52 singles, 20 number ones.
Heart.
Yes, my heart. He says that he shares his business plan to his successful music career.
I just wanted to move to Nashville, make records and get on the radio and tour around and hopefully people would know the songs. You know, that was it. And then there was nothing like what sort of places I would play or how long I would get to do it for. None of that came into it.
You love his accent.
Love his accent.
Can you do an Australian accent?
No, I can't.
Can you try? Just say
good day, mate.
No, it's not bad. Say it's so exciting to come to Nashville.
It's so exciting to come to Nashville.
Very nice. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
I mean, you know the crocodile hunter, but that was pretty good.
All right, and finally, the brand new single today from Kane Brown. And if you haven't heard the story yet, I'm going to let Kane explain it.
I found a guy from Alabama that tagged me and a story on Instagram. I opened it. He was a great singer, and it was a really good song that he was singing that he wrote. So I asked him to come up to Nashville and write a song with me to see if we could get something to sign him to my publishing company. He's batting 1,000 for the first time we wrote. It's his first single. So thank you, LaVon Gray.
LaVon Gray. All right, this is the brand new single. Here it is, Kane Brown. It's called Old Mississippi, 99.5.
Or is it called Older One?
One, I'm sorry.
One Mississippi. Yes, we are. You are the QYK family, and we're just a big family here. It's 99.5 QYK, and it's also National Radio Day. And like I said earlier, what does that mean for you? Absolutely nothing. All right? It's just a day that someone named National Radio Day, but it's kind of in the spirit of what we do called The Week That Was. It's things that happen on this show that are maybe weird, maybe funny, that we messed up on, bloopers, whatever it is. Kevin keeps track of the week, and then he puts this together. So, Lana, would you like to hear the week that was?
I sure do.
All right, here's what happened this week, if you missed it.
Well, this cat is being called a hero for helping rescuers find its 83-year-old owner who had fallen down a ravine. They were already searching for her, and they couldn't find her anywhere, but the cat kept sitting in this one spot and was meowing super, super loud. There she was. She had fallen down this very steep embankment, and it was kind of like hidden in the brush, and there's the cat just meowing so loud.
We actually have a quote from the cat. That's pretty impressive. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. What in the world you're doing up right now? Christy in Tampa, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to truck drive all around town and deliver beer.
Well, I mean, listen, Lana, go ahead and give the address out right here.
Do you ever take some of them that fall off the back of the truck?
Lana, she's not going to say that on the air.
No way. They hired me because I prefer whiskey.
There you go. That's right. All right, Christy, drive safe. Have a great day, okay?
And thank you for what you do.
Too.
Oh, good Lord. I know. I've been warned about this from my parents. Like, hey, that we know that group of kids. That is not your vibe, you know, that type of thing. And they're kind of troublemakers. But I think I did a pretty good job of staying away from that. But it was...
I was the child that kids warned about.
You were the one they said, don't hang out with. I saw your face right there. That was hilarious.
I was like, yeah, I can't help you with this because I was that bad kid. Oh, sorry.
Very excited to have these guys on the show today. Let's give it up. It's Dan. I believe it's pronounced Shay.
Oh.
So, guys, I saw you guys were out in Nebraska this past weekend.
We've been all over the place, man. We've been in Nashville. We've been in Iowa. I don't think we've been in Nebraska, but I love Nebraska.
We got some hardcore research going on over here. I could have sworn I saw you in Nebraska.
I was just up there hanging out. It was a Costco run. Heard they had a great Costco. Headed up there.
You gotta try the corn out there. It's unbelievable.
Great corn.
Well, today my drama is JR's fault.
Oh, wow.
I had to fly home to Minneapolis last weekend, and on Thursday, JR says to me, oh, you're flying on Friday the 13th. And I went, oh, who cares? Well, you jinxed me. I did not download a movie. I don't have a movie in my headrest. I have no hotspot on my phone. So, JR, was all your fault.
Oh, cool. There you go. Pass the buck. It's my problem that she couldn't connect to the Wi-Fi and figure things out.
Correct.
Hey, Lana, how's your morning going?
It's going great. Got a big day today because Kane Brown is releasing a brand new song, and I love the story behind this song. It's called One Mississippi.
Spell Mississippi, go.
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
No, that is wrong.
That's Mississippi.
Yeah. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Oh, did I miss an I-S-S-I-S-S?
Yeah, it's okay.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
I thought that was a layup I was handing you right there.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
All right.
You want to do it one more time?
No.
Okay.
There you go. The week that was, even from this morning right there. Kevin's on top of it.
Wow.
Had to throw that one in at the last minute.
National Radio Day. All right. Well, I think you guys are both very talented when it comes to this business, Kevin and Lana. But I'm going to put you to the test to see how talented you really are for National Radio Day. We are doing it next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. It is National Radio Day. Kevin's been in this business for 23 years. Lana, you've been in this business for how long?
27.
27 years. You guys are veterans, absolute talents. It's a pleasure to work with you guys every day, but it's time to put you guys to the test. All right, so for National Radio Day, I will tell you this. In this business, you call something, it's called hitting the post, and you may be hearing someone, you know, talk up a song, and before the lyrics start, right before the lyrics start, you are done talking and goes right into the song. It's
right.
Like handing the microphone off to the singer. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's called hitting the post. If people don't know. Well, we have a countdown of that shows us on a computer screen how much time we have left to talk, how much time we have left to talk until it hits the post. All right.
Right.
Well, I wanted to know how good you guys were doing it without looking at how much time is left.
Can okay.
you
do
it oh boy.
Just by hearing the song? So you will open the break by saying, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's 99.5 QIK. We've got Country Thunder tickets coming up for you at 12:40 and see if you can feel it all the way to the post and hit it. All
okay.
right? You could do better. You got to do it blindfolded. You don't get to see how much time
well,
is in
obviously.
There. All right, let's yeah. put your blindfold on. Would you like to go first or second, Lana?
I'll go first. I don't
all right,
care.
So get your blindfold
wait,
on.
I'm going to take my headphones off.
All right, blind. Well, you got to be able to hear
well,
it.
I know. I got to okay. take it off to. I'm using
right, so
my
we're
mask.
Test
by the
Lana
way.
To see. She's got her mask on right now.
Over my eyes.
Over her
that's
eyes.
The best.
Yeah. By the way, some people, when you go to Publix, use it this way and you go, it's not the way to do it. All right, so I will tell you this.
Okay.
This is a Keith Urban song, one of your favorite artists.
Okay.
You have a 13-second intro. You are blindfolded. You cannot see the
oh,
countdown.
Oh, you just told me what it is.
I understand. I'm just giving you a clue
oh,
of the,
okay.
the whereabouts. 13
and
seconds.
And I'm talking about Country Thunder?
Country Thunder. You got to fill this time and hit it right. You can't pause. You got to go right into it.
Okay.
And you have to hit it before he starts speaking and singing on the song.
Okay.
You tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
99.5 QIK, it is Lana with you today. We got your Country Thunder tickets coming up for you at 12:40. You're going to see Eric Church. You're going to see Old Dominion. You're going to see Dierks Bentley. All your favorites, 3 days of partying in Orlando.
Friday night. Oh! Pretty
that's
good right.
right
there. I like it. You hit it right on the button, 13 seconds. That is your test
that
right there.
Come on.
I know. I gave it to you. You were close. All right. Kevin says he's a big Old Dominion fan. Kevin, please yep. put your...
Okay.
your blindfold on, which is also a surgical mask. All right. We have a very low budget here at QYK. All right. You wrapped up? All right.
Yeah,
this
I
is
going to so.
Be Snapback by
okay.
Old Dominion. You have a 10-second intro.
Lot shorter. 3 seconds shorter than Lana.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. We have Country Thunder tickets coming up at 12:40. That's going to be September 10th through the 12th. Here's Old Dominion Snapback.
Nice.
Man, it's paid off. That was my test for you guys on National
well,
Radio Day.
Wait a second here.
What are you talking about?
Well, don't you get to do one?
If you'd like me to do one, but I have to control the thing here. I'm the one pushing the buttons.
You need to do one.
Well,
why don't
I mean,
you just play? What's the next song coming up?
We go ahead. We have to take a break.
Well, let's play another song.
No, I'm not kidding. We really got to take a break. I'm not putting an excuse out there.
Ow.
All right, name an artist. We'll all just right. go late. The boss is going to kill us with the
first. Zach Brown.
Zach Brown.
There you go. This is live radio. People just
yeah,
doing
yeah,
it.
That's
doing
in.
It off the fly.
All right, let's see. Which one? Let's see.
Pick a song from Zach Brown. So we're going to put a blindfold on JR and see if yep. he can do it.
All right, there we go.
All right. And it is Chicken Fried.
Here we go. Ready?
Okay, ready? Put your blindfold on.
I've got to be able to see
this. I'll come over there and hit the button.
All
you
right,
want me
I
to?
Got, I got it now.
Here, let me do it.
All right, you got to do it?
Lana's on her way over.
Okay.
Here she comes.
All right. All so, right. how much time? Okay, I got 11 seconds.
Okay.
Let's
oh.
see. I'll be the one that messes this up. All right. Ready? Go.
Ready, go.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. We have those Country Thunder tickets for you coming up at 12:40. We want to hook you up. Here's Zach Brown Band of 995 QYK.
Whoa!
That's what I'm talking
you
about,
man. You sped it up at the end there, yeah, but you nailed it.
I nailed it, baby, right there. Just handed it off to Zach, him the beard, right there, buddy. All right, nicely done on National Radio.
Well
yeah,
done.
You guys all pass
well
it blindfolded. People were in their cars. Hopefully that made sense of what we were doing, but it was a good time. All right, coming up next, I asked Lana, do we have an I Feel Good story today? She goes, got one about a walrus. I go, save it. We'll talk about it next. Anytime Lana comes to me and says, I've got a story about a walrus, I'm going to say, stop right there. Save it for the air, okay? It's 995 QIK. I have no idea where this is going. But Lana says, I got a walrus story. What is your walrus story? Is this a personal encounter?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like a feel-good story.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, this walrus, who they kind of nicknamed Wally.
Okay.
He was swimming in St. Mary's Harbor, which is kind of near Ireland.
Love it.
And there's all these boats that are parked there. And Wally was trying to get up on, you know how they park the boats in the water, like they anchor them?
I've heard that before, yes.
And they just stay there. So Wally was trying to climb up on these boats because he wanted a place to hang out and sleep and rest. But you climb
and
up
sunrise,
on
sunrise, sunburn, sunset, like Luke Bryan said.
Exactly. Ah. And Wally is such a big creature, and these boats are like smaller kind of boats.
Right.
Like they're like the dinghies or whatever.
Sure.
And so he kept going up on there, and he's sinking these boats because he's so heavy.
Capsizing them
and sinking the boats. So, he's done like three boats already. It's like thousands of dollars worth of damage. So everybody in the town said, well, let's build him his own like couch, his floating couch. So they got it together and they bought him a pontoon and they fixed it up. So now Wally can go up and he can get on this like pontoon, which has been made into a couch. So it's now the walrus couch.
So he has his very own couch.
Yes.
Because he was causing damage
to the other boats. Yeah, but it was nice that the people in the community decided to do something nice for him so that he'll stop jumping up on their boats. So I love that people help animals.
So you're
animals.
Telling me that Wally runs Ireland.
Running St. Mary's Harbor right now.
That's awesome. I love that. Where'd you find that story?
On the internet.
Oh, there you go. Thanks for narrowing it down.
Which
all right,
Tampa
Bay's Morning Crew 995 UIK. Luke Combs, Cold as You, coming up at 9:10. Trending in Tampa Bay, a very popular restaurant, is going to make an appearance at Busch Gardens.
Ooh.
I guess it's a big deal. You haven't told me about it. We're going to find out. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR Alana, and the ACM CMA winner, 23-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers.
USF graduate.
Go Bulls.
It's National Radio Day, everybody, so we're going to the man, Kevin Ebel. What is trending in Tampa Bay?
Yesterday,
where do I start?
Yeah, so I'm trying to, sorry, I'm a little flustered. I just walked out of there. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing their second preseason game. This is tomorrow, Raymond James Stadium. They're playing the Tennessee Titans. They've actually been practicing against the Titans the last few days. Little scuffle yesterday. I believe Antonio Brown got a punch in, hit a guy right square in the jaw. But
there were four fights yesterday at their training camp. That was insane.
I guess the heat got to them. That's what I'm saying. So, again, 7:30 tomorrow night. Don't expect the starters to play at all. So you'll see Tom Brady, but he'll be standing on the sideline. Game is on WFLA News Channel 8, 7:30 tomorrow. So Tampa Bay Buccaneers have decided that you do not need to show proof of COVID vaccination to attend games at Raymond James Stadium this fall. Some teams are. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are not. So you do not need to. You can just go to the game. If you're lucky enough to get a ticket, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, masks are not all. They're recommended, but not required.
Okay.
It says recommended for fans while indoors at the stadium. It's an outdoor stadium. So probably sitting in your seat. But the workers at Raymond James Stadium will be wearing them.
All right.
Tampa Bay Rays swept the Baltimore Orioles 4-game sweep. They're still in first place, even though the red hot New York Yankees right on their tail, but they're still 5 games ahead in the American League East. Big series this weekend. The American League Central Division leading Chicago White Sox are in town. So let's fill the trap. We had a little bit of an issue with the Baltimore attendance. Let's not have that anymore.
Little bit fewer.
We need all the fans out at Tropicana Field this weekend against the Chicago White Sox for a 3-game series. And finally, this is awesome. This is happening at Busch Gardens. Chick-fil-A is going to be opening up a restaurant inside Busch Gardens. Chick-fil-A. It's the first time Chick-fil-A is putting a restaurant inside of a Florida theme park. So, no, they're not at Disney. They're not at Universal Studios. They're not at Legoland. But Busch Gardens, they are. So, they're going to take place of the former Bengal Bistro in the Jungala area near the tigers and the orangutans. That is where Chick-fil-A is going to be. Will they be closed on Sunday?
That's my question.
The answer is yes. They will not be open on Sunday.
Really?
Unbelievable.
That's right. So even though Busch Gardens is open all 7 days of the week, if you go on a Sunday, Chick-fil-A will be closed.
The line at Chick-fil-A in Busch Gardens is going to be longer than it is going to be for Sheikra.
It's possible.
Because to get that food, it's crazy.
It's possible. Chick-fil-A. People love it. And that's what, we got home show tickets coming up at 9:20.
I know.
Florida's largest home show. It's coming to the Florida State Fairgrounds Labor Day weekend. We'll have a 4-pack of tickets coming up at 9:20.
Can you do it one more time, a promo, like what it would sound if you were, you know, just as National Radio Day, if you were, you know, a radio guy back in the 1980s? How would that sound when you're soliciting for the Florida's largest home show?
We got a family 4-pack of tickets coming up at 9:20 for Florida's largest home show. It's coming to the Florida State Fairgrounds at the Expo Hall Labor Day weekend. That's at 9:20 this morning. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks so much for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. It was National Radio Day today.
Yes, still
we
is.
We had a good time. We gave you a great test, Lana, to see if you could be blindfolded and talk up the ramp of a song. That means until they start singing.
Yep, post it.
Blindfolded. Hit the post, as they say. And you did.
Yep, great job. I nailed it. Kevin nailed it. You nailed it, too.
So, I really thought one of us was going to mess up, but hey, guess you guys being such the great veterans you are, you did a great job. So way to go. You passed the
test. It's called talent, JR.
It is called talent. Yes, it is called talent. You guys are both very talented. It is a great honor to work with you every single day.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, didn't mean it, but all right, let's move on. All right, here we go. Just kidding. Highlight of the show, Lana.
Oh, it's when Kevin put on his radio voice. During the training in Tampa Bay. Yeah, and he, because we've been talking about National Radio Day, and back in the day, those DJs, they talked like, you know, they just had those
weird
voices.
That's right, Lana.
10 minutes after 7 o'clock, 50 minutes before 8. Good morning.
That's right. 72 degrees outside. The high. That's it's nuts to butts out there. Be careful on the roads. You know, that type of thing.
That type of thing. Nobody talks like that anymore in radio.
No. I like when you meet people, and they go, let me hear your radio voice. And I go,
this
How
is.
You doing?
Good morning.
That's
all I got.
This is.
All right, Kevin, highlight.
Lana, during Tampa Trivia this week, actually today, she said that she doesn't like sports questions. So where was the 1999 National Championship at Tropicana Field? It was called the what event?
The National.
No.
No, it was the college, the Final Four.
There you
That's
go.
Final Four.
Final Four.
It's the only time it's ever been.
Duke and somebody, Louisiana.
UConn is.
The University
Alcohol?
Of.
University.
What? Alcohol.
UConn Jack.
UConn Jack. And that's the show. Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.